initially they were used by the Jewish boys who came from the concentration camps. They came, it would be, I suppose, May, June of 1945. By this time the factory had, well, the factory started manufactured Sunderland fire boats, then it came to repair Sunderland fire boats, and then there was the work gradually disappeared. Bombing had ceased down in Kent, and obviously that was the main Shorts main factory. They also had a place in Belfast that welded Shorts. So it gradually reduced in size to the factory. And I suppose these people, some of them disappeared as well. The workers who lived in these dormitories, we'll call them, small units. And when these Jews, unfortunately, lads came, they did put them in these, in they occupied these buildings, which must have been, I mean, seen pictures since of how many were to one room in these concentration camps, and then they've given the room to themselves. It must have been absolutely amazing. But yeah, I remember all those coming, those lads were in a dreadful state.
Do you remember them actually arriving?
I can't remember day one when they arrived, but I mean, they, you know, they were just riotous and in a dreadful state. I mean, you know, some had still wounds on them, you know, from when they'd been shot or beaten up, and they all had no hair, they'd all been shaved to the skull, which is common now, but it wasn't then, of course. And one just felt very, 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 very sorry for them all. And they set themselves up a little synagogue in the community rooms that were for these people. And I can remember that well, their synagogue, because obviously we'd never seen anything like that at all. We used to look, peep in the door and watch them doing their wailing, which was very strange to us.
Was there any communication between you and them?
Yes. They seemed to speak English in a week, you know. As they all do in front of the foreigners. Now, you know, they were marvellous. They were there. And also, as their health came back, they began to do lots of things, most extraordinary things. You know what I mean? Stealing, borrowing, shall I say, not stealing, bikes, dogs, anything at all. That they'd never had, they didn't have a possession, you know. They didn't, you know. I can remember one saying, you know, he owned a spoon. And he owned a spoon, that's all he owned. And we, you know, I had a push bike that went missing, and our dog went missing, and, you know, it was just accepted. And they came back, and one, you know, moaned at the time, I suppose, but one felt so sorry for them.
Were you aware of where they'd come from?
Well, I was, because I've always been... I followed the war, even as a child. I know it sounds strange, but as a child, I followed it. I read the papers from everything about it. I collected all. I used to have this wonderful scrapbook of sunken ships, just sunken ships, and it was packed. And I used to cut them out and paste them in this thing. So I followed the war, and there used to be a program on the radio, Shipmates Ahoy, I think it was called. And on a Friday, I think it was, they read out all the ships that had been sunk that week. And I used to sit there with my mum listening to that. So I knew about the war. I didn't know about concentration camps, but I knew about the war.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where I knew these boys had been cruelly treated. Because Mrs. Dixon was very good at telling us. Well, of course, and she helped a lot. We used to fund the war at school as well, as you did at that time. Well, you had to. Loads of fathers were involved in the war.
Yes, yes.
So daily you talked about it, particularly when the progress started, when the North African campaign, that would be 1942, that's right, that's when we'd start, I suppose, and then from then onwards there was progress. So yes, it was all the time fed to us, either by teachers or me reading the paper or talking to mum or listening to the radio. We knew they'd had a dreadful And we did have at least one family. They were Jewish at the school as well. And they were called Rolls, I remember. I got caned for saying something about the girl, I remember. Maybe age of 8 or 9. I remember that. I told Mrs. Dixon that, if she didn't believe she'd caned it, maybe she did. She caned me. Because I used the term Jewish as someone who was mean. And this girl was Jewish. And I, to be honest, I even afterwards, I confided in my mum, I didn't know what I'd been caned for. And she, I know it seems like years ago now, but probably she explained to me that Jewish was a religion. Yeah. And she probably did. Or my grandfather did, because possibly my grandfather, because I was still close to my grandfather, yeah. Yeah. So we may have got some feed from that part of the having a Jewish family on the on the estate, yes. Yeah.
Were they taught with you, or were they kept separate?
Who?
The Jewish.
Yes. It was really, it wasn't a hospital as such, but they had to be introduced to food. They used to have different food to us because their bodies couldn't take it. And my mum worked in the clinic that used to look after the medical side of them. But she told me about the food, I knew about the food, I don't know. But they used to have vast amounts of milk and bread, the two mixed together as well, to sort of a milky slop, I suppose we used to call it. And because their bodies couldn't take it, and they changed remarkably in a very short space of time. And they were only there for a limit. I don't know how long they were there for, probably less than 6 months, I would have thought. And then they went everywhere, you know, we knew some going to America, and then the rest just all disappeared. Very, very quickly they disappeared when they left, yes. Because I think the British Jewish community absorbed them into their...
Yes, I think there were hostels. There was hostels in London and hostels in Manchester.
Yeah. That's right. They disappeared, yeah. No, they probably did have their own schooling, I don't know, but really, it was really a medical side that they were being looked after. Yeah. It was